103 Jam celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in birthday cash. On with us right now is Eric D. Patrick, the Lion King in town, the world's number one musical. And my man is playing cymbal. We got to talk to Eric and see what's good, man. How you doing, Eric?
I'm great. I have to say, before we get into it, I have been listening to you all through my childhood. So this is so cool. This is amazing to me.
Wow, Eric, that's crazy when you say that, man. Who's like your favorite musical artist? So who's your favorite rapper, singer, or whatnot?
Oh, man, this is crazy. Okay, currently, I'm a big Leon Thomas fan. That's like my guy.
Leon
Thomas, Lucky Day. Those are like my kind of inspirations right now.
Lucky was dope at our concert. We just had our 75th anniversary jam with Maxwell, Lucky Day, Marcy Ambrosius. They all three tore down, Eric, man. I know you're going to tear it down when you hit the stage for this Disney's Lion King.
Oh, you already know. I've been waiting on this for months now, man. I'm so excited.
Man, what is it like to play Simba? I'm assuming you watched this movie a lot, right? Before that, you was watching
yeah,
it every week
yeah.
or something?
man, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done and one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. It constantly is challenging me, but, you know, Simba has a story of self-discovery, and I think everyone can relate to that.
What is the most fun that you're having doing this?
Oh, man, I think just, like, it's really afterwards, like seeing the faces on like the young kids and all the way up to the older adults, to the grannies and grandmas and the babies, like seeing how far this show and this story reaches is amazing.
Yeah. You got to tell me, because I know this has to be big being part of this, man. Did you ever dream that you'd be part of something like this? One of the biggest plays and biggest movies, just biggest brand period as far as when it comes to Disney.
Yeah, man. So I grew up always wanting to be an actor pretty much as early as like maybe like 11 or 12. I've always sang in church. Shout out Second Baptist Church in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
But I always wanted to be an actor. I never thought I would be in The Lion King specifically.
That's never crazy to see, man. Tell me about the stage presence, man. I can assume that the costumes and the stage presence, all that is going to be looking crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, unlike the movie, we're humans in costumes, and we have a lot of puppetry. Now, this puppetry is like anything that people have ever seen. There's no show that's ever been done that's like this. No show utilizes the puppets the way that we are. And just that alone is enough to like leave people in awe.
Okay, I got to ask you, Eric, man, what's the favorite song of the movie?
There's two. The opening number, Circle of Life, is a showstopper. Like that's when you see all of the animals. It's just unlike anything out there. And my Nala in the show, she sings Shadowland, and it is some of the most beautiful interpreting of the song and how she's able to act through it. It's unlike anything else, man.
Okay, but we're going here. I Can't Wait to Be King. We're going to hear that, right?
Oh, of course. Okay. We got all the familiar favorites. We got all that, and we got a couple new songs that you probably haven't heard.
I can't wait, man. So Disney's Lion King will be in Kansas City. Do you know when the shows will take place and all that?
Oh yes. The shows we begin, I believe, on May 18th. And we're there for 2 weeks.
You got 2 weeks to go check out Disney the Lion King. And I know people's been talking about it on social media, Eric, because I know a lot of people's like, I got to get these tickets. I got to go check out the Lion King. Make sure you go to kprs.com. We got the information you need so you can see how you can get your tickets to check out this great musical, Disney the Lion King, coming through. Eric, I appreciate you calling in on the show. If they want to follow you on social media, are you on there? And how can they follow you?
Yes, of course. You can follow me on Instagram at Eric, E-R-I-C-K, D, Patrick.
All right. And don't make them kids cry, man, when they come out there.
Oh, man. Look, we try not to. We try not to have
but
the kids cry.
But that's part of life. It's part of life. That's what we're learning.
That's the circle of life. That's the circle of life.
That's what I was going to say. That's the one thing you're going to learn. You're going to learn one way or another, but at least they're going to learn with the Lion King, and it's a great message for sure. Eric, I appreciate your time, man. Keep jamming Hot 103 Jams for me, my dog, and hopefully I can talk to you again in the near future.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you having me.